AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Pastor Dan here. I am the game master and podcaster for Low Moon and More. Thanks for choosing this podcast. I hope you'll enjoy it. So wherever you're at in the story, I hope you'll pay close attention to detail. Effort has been made to camouflage the most important things amongst the day-to-day adventuring and growth of our adventuring parties. You might be listening to an Origins, you might be listening to an Uprising, you might be listening to an Outsiders, you might be listening to a Palace Pages, and by the time you get this, you may be picking up on yet another group, as all of these are functional in the over 3-decade Low Moon campaign, the adventures, truly, of a young country called Low Moon, and the way it revolutionized its world, and perhaps is on the way to revolutionizing the galaxy. This is going to be fun.
You're dead. What do we do with you?
Oh,
would it be against
either
your
bring
will
me back to consciousness or leave me there?
I should inform you, if I die, I'll come back to life in 1 hour.
So we can't transport you at all by carrying you?
Not magically, no.
This
just don't get hit.
Why would we not be allowed to do this?
The magic's that
I understand that. I'm asking the moral line character. Why would this be allowed? You know, basically, without saying it, I'm saying, why would the king do this? Why?
Because there is a fear that I could be found by whom I was serving before and taken against my will.
And doesn't that get up by the fact that you can't pull your body out of?
Well, with his certain person that can just teleport without error at will, come in, touch my shoulder, and I've gone.
Oh, salvation.
Yes.
Really? Oh, I thought you were talking about the king's man.
She's saying it is her protection against being stolen.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it means you can't steal her after she is on.
What is it? Would it be against her will if she's dead, though?
Yes, it still protects the guys. She has to consent to travel.
Oh, so it's
she can't consent while she's unconscious, right?
It's not unwilling, it's required consent.
Correct. Yep. Okay, so, and your face is a blank wall in the room that you're in. There's some seating chamber around, but no seating, everybody's kind of antsy. You're ready to go. It's going to be pretty voluminous, whatever. And he raises his hands and he casts a spell. Anybody with spellcraft and rolls, see if they know what it is.
Ooh, yes, because he might be doing something I'd like to learn.
Okay. Lorelai Bradley gonna get pulled in?
Maybe!
Oh!
I rolled a 5.
You have to take those milk smiles.
What?
I
have been trying to do unfolding for probably 20 years.
He follows a god that he's got trapped.
Yeah, I get you.
Okay, anyway, so you don't recognize it per se, but you would know enough to know that it's holding or some travel spell like that.
Does it look like holding me?
Yeah.
Okay, and it becomes very evident because he raises his hand and a 6 foot wide by 4 foot high map of what appears to be a mountain range with snowy caps and some snowy passes appears. But what immediately strikes you is that there are at least 20 dragons in the sky over top of the range. They're flying this way and that. Then, after a second's observation, and the picture is not super clear at that point, but you basically see them as like silhouettes of dragons, as their wing markings, whatever, it is clear that they are fighting. There are a half dozen dog fights taking place as the dragons roll. You see one dragon comes from the upper right, clutches onto another, they roll and twist, bounce off the side of a mountain, split, and fly in opposite directions. You see another dragon breathe lightning on a door to dragon, and it's a red dragon, and he twists, and he comes across the first dragon, and he breathes fire on his rear as he goes past.
And God smile upon us.
So basically there is a war raging over top of the place that you are headed. Okay. Now, again, those dragons are not clear in image, so you can't see who any of them are, per se, because the focus of the image is at more ground level. You see a snowy pass, and there's mountain rise going up ahead. You see a snowy pass, and there you see a small Parthenon building. There's a domed roof, columns of stone, and it's somewhat overgrown. There's bushes and trees. In fact, there's a part where the roof is broken, and a pine tree is coming up out of the roof of the building. The area around it is not undisturbed. There's snow on the ground, and you can see a plethora of tracks. There have been quite a bit of action. In fact, laying to one side of it is a smallish dragon. Those of you who know about such things figure would be considered like young adults. It is laying belly up there, and part of its head and neck has been ripped away. Okay, so it's laying there, and then there are what appear to be human and maybe some larger than human footprints that are all over the area. But he is the only obvious fallen in the picture. Okay, at this point in time, Enura reaches out and grabs the spot of ground right next to where that little Parthenon kind of building is. And in the picture, so he pinches it, you see a line of white light extend out from his hand in both directions, and he pulls it. As he does, the whole image blurs.
I
down in.
Gather my cloak around him, okay. Fighter.
And he pulls it like that. And then at the last second, he looks at the Lorelei and says, consent.
Consent.
And he lets go. He lets go and snaps back into the picture, and everyone feels the sensation of being whooshed into the picture. It's a lot like if you were hand being flushed down the toilet.
Oh, man.
For sure. Yep. And anyone can have their weapons drawn if you want to, you know you're going into an area of conflict. Okay. If you have never folded before,
yeah.
Roll a d1. Oh,
I'm folding.
15.
Nine.
Wait, actually, maybe you have.
11.
Yes, you have. Here's your armor. Yeah, you have.
Okay. 15.
He's folded yet. He's only been.
He's teleported.
Sessions. He's been teleported. I don't think I folded him.
So you picked him up in Elvish.
Time slipped.
Was that after or before the month of the monastery?
Before, but we time slipped out and only himself.
We teleported.
Only Dion and.
Okay.
And so you're
saying, if he's folded, he's been.
Oh, no, yeah.
Was in an item.
Yeah, he would have been in an item.
Okay, so he needs to roll.
That, we needed to roll
the time slip. Now that I've landed on, we're playing at 80 now.
We definitely didn't time slip there because we needed to get that point.
But fun now.
Yeah, but we didn't do the roll.
I have a 15, Dan.
Trust me.
9.
Alright. Okay. So, anybody in single digits? You got a 9. What's your safety stuff?
This is
your
9. 9. I got an 8 and a 6.
Okay, you're fine. All right, so basically everyone feels the normal disorientation, but you're not vomiting or anything like that. And then you're standing in the exact same pattern, everything that you were, but in the snowy countryside of the Fallen Valley. You are in the spot between the dragon that is lying dead in the snow, which is a little kind of scary to look at. You can see like part of its head and neck that's been ripped off. And the Parthenon building, which is on your left. You can see that from this angle, a lot of snow has been melted off, and there's actual water inside on the stone and the steps. So it appears that fire or heat in some large concentration hit that area and melted off all the snow and ice. And it's been recent because it hasn't refrozen. Okay, what do you do?
I immediately take up the position closest towards the Parthenon building.
Okay, Leon moves to block the building. What do you do?
Okay. I will advance forward some.
Okay, toward the building. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Following her.
Okay.
I'll move toward the building fairly quickly.
Same here.
Yeah, I'll stay to the rear.
Guarding Jasmine.
Okay.
Following Sam.
Yeah, we'll do it all together.
There's rice for
a lot. I'm going to go inspect the ground.
Okay.
Get three rows in
front of it.
Roguish people.
Okay. 16.
Okay. Doc Rocky. And by the way, in case anyone's concerned, you can see dragons in the skies above you. Okay. So having some cover overhead might be helpful when you could be visible, someone could swoop down at any time, that kind of thing. But Doc Rocky spots something in the woods and takes off barking. And runs. He's already 20 yards
away.
Can I call him back?
You can yell.
All right, I'm yelling for him to come back.
Okay, you start to yell for him to come back. Roll percentile dice again.
40.
Okay, he does not run. He disappears in his real life.
I chase him.
What?
There's still Larry Bowles.
Yes.
I didn't check the line. We got a mission.
He has killed a dragon.
Okay, so Adam is checking out the dragon.
He breathed on it.
Most everyone else has moved toward the building. Dothraki has taken off in the woods. You did notice Rargo. And then just keep walking towards the building.
Well,
Rob.
Yes. The dragon said that there should be a passage. Do you have a clue where it might be?
Hey, that's not spectral.
I do have find the path today.
That's not spectral.
That's an option. Mind you,
yeah, we have a maze that we potentially have to go through.
Give us a general description of where it's at.
Yeah, so it should be from here. You see the mountain.
Right.
So she basically said out back of the temple, there should be a fairly obvious path, although obvious might be less so in the snow and the wind and being covered.
What do I find on the dragon?
Okay. So you've just gotten there just now. I'll get back to you.
Oh, we are here. We are here.
So he ran the opposite way.
Right?
Yes, he went off the boundary line. No, it's not the opposite way of the path, but it is not on the path. Like, he went in the general direction of the mountain, but he went towards the end. He obviously saw something. Okay? Which is interesting because Rawl did not respond in the same way, and no one else saw anything. Okay? Roll it.
Jason?
Ryan's
still
looking
for the lady.
Seven.
Okay, so two things of interest. One, the dragon has obviously been killed by some kind of a melee attack, like bite, not a drop off, like he wasn't breathed or that bathed in flame or acid or light or anything like that. So he was probably in the sky wrestling and crashed down here. There is a big dent in the snow or he skidded to a stop kind of thing. But the other thing that is interesting, he does have a gold ring about an inch in diameter that is piercing through one ear on the side of this. Undestroyed side of his head.
I guess I slowly, like, kind of, like, take it off.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take out, like, I don't mind doing it. Okay.
All right.
Pull it out, roll percentile dice. Roll a natural 100, you got it.
29.
Go for it.
No, 6.
Okay. All right, so Rob, so you have an inch wide gold ring, looks like an earring. It's got a little, that little point on it, so you can put it through your ear, so it'll bend in the back and hold it in. Doesn't have a
slip. So that one ring ring I picked up before, I have on my finger.
Right, okay. Sounds good.
All right, moving towards the building.
Okay, so there are steps going up that you're moving toward the melted area. Okay, and you just see deep recesses inside the columns. Doesn't look like there's a bunch of walls in there. It's more of an open structure, but it's pretty big to see across.
Also, I put the earring from.
You have to pierce your ear.
You're piercing your ear in the snow.
It might not be the worst place to have a cup of snow.
While he's doing that, we're eventually.
Okay. All right. So, headed up the steps. Everyone that went toward the building set up the steps to the building? Is that the plan?
Yeah, it was just
I'm torn between going in the building and going after the dog, but.
Yeah.
Wrong guy.
Go.
Yeah, there are parents.
I'm running back to the steps.
Ryan's going to be ready to catch up now.
Searching, going into the temple, searching for traps, are going to be safe.
Okay. Yeah, you're not really anticipating anything on the entrance. Yeah. It's an old deserted building, but you're keeping your eyes open.
Is it closed? Or the entrance closed?
No. There really is no door. There really is no walls, just the columns.
It's like a ruin.
Yeah, it's pretty down. There's a tree growing up out of the middle of it on the other side. That kind of thing. Reaching the top, you can tell no one's been here. No one's been in the building at all in a long time. Even like the melted off snow, there's no hallmarks, no spreading of water, nothing like that. It's clear that it's been unoccupied for some time. Okay, so Leon's at the top, you're right behind him, you're up there as well, you're at the bottom of the steps. The two of you are fanning out of the steps, and you begin to hear Dothraki coming back. He's clear, he's coming back like this. And there are dragons circling in the sky.
I'm gonna say, shut that dog up.
Silence it or I will.
I tried.
I'm just saying it over my shoulder.
Okay.
So, I met the thing like 3 hours
back
ago.
In the general reach, I assume you're trying to calm him down.
I'm calming him down, chastising him.
Roll
general,
the
just
again.
Please don't do
smack
that.
Him on.
Stupid dog, you made me look bad.
68. I don't know where my target is.
Lower than that.
I rolled a 68. mean?
Dog, you look bad.
That was my role that time.
Dog, you think you look bad.
I'm
going to try to give him a command to stay with me.
I'm wearing a bed sheet, brother.
Abdo is going to try to intervene as well. He's very good with animals.
Yeah.
Animal hands. Better roll a d20.
I should pick it.
I have animal hands.
8. Okay. Counter roll real quick. Okay, no problem. All right, so you're yelling.
I'm talking to him like...
All right, and Abdo steps out of the shadows behind you, and he pushes the dog one in, he snaps his fingers and goes like that, and he's still coming, but as soon as he sees Abdo make the motion, he goes, okay. And he comes running up, and he stops right in front of you, and he definitely looks like he's trying to get your attention.
Okay,
like,
I will.
He's edging back, like, toward the woods.
All right, I will go with him.
The dog needs to learn silence.
Yeah,
Fionn is following with Lorelai. Lorelai is following the dog. So now you're
following the dog.
Leon has just essentially breached the column that is looking inside the building. And now they are going more towards the wood line. Neither of which is really where you need to go.
I thought we were going behind them. Yeah.
How long does it take?
Yes, it makes each person invisible. They stay invisible until it's.
You can place the center point on somebody else. It doesn't have to be you.
That's the thing.
So where
the invisibility temporary is not passive, and everybody would intervene.
Yes, invisible. Leon is wearing an iron crown.
It's like it's an invisibility spell cast on everybody within 10 feet, and they can separate out.
Yeah, unless you have a variant that says otherwise. There are variants that basically make everybody, all your party members, invisible inside 10 feet. Then they leave, they become visible, they come back, they become invisible again.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a cool variant. That's what I'm jazzing at.
Does everybody want to rebuff and make yourself invisible?
I have a variant.
Oh, so he's suggesting maybe being made invisible. On the steps.
Help us bring dragons.
So younger dragons do not necessarily. You know, invisibility. It's only older dragons.
Especially if they're just like flying around.
And the minions.
They wouldn't necessarily be searching. They can detect you pretty easily if they're looking, but if they're not really looking for something invisible.
I am certainly willing to detect.
Me too.
Okay.
However, by the time you can cast it, Lorelai, Abdo, and Dothraki are way more than 10 feet away. More like 50.
Yeah, well, you can make it a point to group up.
You just got back up to the group after leaving the dragon. And now you see them leaving. So did you go with them, or did you stay with the group?
Okay, well, if they're not going to be invisible anyways, I can mostly handle my own invisibility.
I'm going to keep watch. Make sure nothing comes out of the building at us.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Okay, so you're standing on top of the front, or the top of the steps. You can see inside, it's pretty unoccupied. You see the tree growing up on the other side of that thing. You look up, see this dragon circling. Okay, and you see, as you see, most of your parties on the steps are just barely at the edge of inside, and so the two of them are crossing out on the countryside, and they're getting to be 100 feet away now, okay? And you see a single dragon, not engaged, coming around, and he's basically arcing around, and he will pass over the open area. And so if he's looking down, which he could be paying attention to the sky more, if he's looking down, there's no reason that you would not see the three of them.
Everybody here, get just inside the building, so you're under the roof.
Okay.
I'm moving out towards the open area, not as far as they are, but I just want to be able to take a shot if that dragon notices.
Okay. So there are some rubble there, like a piece of pillar and some rocks. You can get some cover, so you wouldn't have to be like plainly visible, and then you can decide whether you want to take a shot or not.
Okay.
Is everyone else taking cover in the building except for these two and Don Rocky? And Europe will do that for sure. Okay, so hearing him say what he's saying, do you still want to continue? You'll be out in the open by yourself?
I was going to go as soon as they took off.
Okay, make sure you get my attention. Okay, so does that mean you're going with her? All right, so the two of them are coming behind. They move faster than you do anyway. Well, than she does, unless you want to leave her behind.
Yeah.
I'll go first cover.
I can like follow the tracks.
Yeah, this, the tracks are painfully obvious.
I'll go for cover like Leon said, but I'll be like looking for why, like looking up in the sky to see.
Okay, yeah, it's clear there's a dragon coming around.
Okay. And how long do I think it'll be before it's like
less than a minute?
Less than a minute. I'll cast, I'll start casting Shadow Blink.
Okay. Just a little again.
It lets me teleport into
between shadows.
Teleport between shadows.
Okay, so it's in place. And when it's in place, you can use it for up to 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's like up to a number of jumps equal to my level.
Okay.
I can have one permanent.
Okay.
That's probably what it is.
From that vantage point that you said where the cover is,
yeah.
Would I be able to line up a cold shot, just hold it, and if the dragon takes notice, then I can run it.
Wow.
That's
wrong. Okay. Leon goes to one knee behind some rubble out there. Most of you, part of you are undercover at the building. He's casting a spell at the building. The two of them are further out. The two of you are catching up, I assume.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Nine. Right. Hers is 12. Hers is 12.
I'm matching it.
Movement.
Two
halfway.
Base rate 9.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what mine is. Yeah.
So you could catch up to them. They just started sooner.
Yeah.
That's assuming they're having a hard time keeping up with Dothraki. He's getting ahead. He just like runs ahead like 30 feet and then stops and looks back like, come on! Okay.
This is all
right. So by the time the dragon actually comes over, you guys are only like 30, 40 feet from the tree line. And you guys are only like 10, 15 feet behind. It's not a big distance. The spell has been cast. Okay. The call shot is lined up. So what you see that's coming over is a white dragon.
Ooh.
Okay. It's probably adult for sure. It's got about 40-foot wingspan, 60-foot head and tail, and it is definitely looking down. In fact, you are certain that he sees you behind the rubble and sees those who are at the tree line. I haven't done anything yet, but it's obvious that he sees you.
Well, not every dragon's evil, yeah. So not every dragon's evil either.
So remember in Lomu that good and bad do not follow color necessarily. So maybe like 60% of chromatic dragons are evil in some way. The other 40% are not. And same thing with metallic dragons. 60% of them are good and 40% are not.
Still holding my shot.
Okay. All right. So he is literally right over top of you now. And then he sees them running toward the tree line. Quite painfully, obviously, he's watching them run toward the tree line. He does not breathe, which is probably the only way that he's really dangerous, because he's about 150 feet off the ground. Okay. And he's basically soaring, not beating his wings, he's just soaring. But 150 feet is pretty low, considering the conflict is up above, mostly. Okay. Then you make the two of you make the tree line. As soon as you make the tree line, just inside the trees, about 20 feet ahead, against the base of a large tree, you see a person. A human.
Okay. Before they get out of sight, I want to blink into one of their shadows.
Okay. Yep.
That's got to be creepy.
All right. So you see Bezor, those who are at the Parthenon, see Bezor step into one of the shadow of one of the columns and disappear. Okay. And then Taya and Jasmine, Bezor appears basically running with you.
Okay.
And then the two of you make the tree line, so about 20 feet ahead, you see an individual laying in the tree, severely wounded. Blood is wearing white robes with silver trim, and they're combat robes. Blood all in the shoulder, collarbone, and down one side. And then one foot is quite obviously broken. It's been splinted.
I will break into like a run.
Okay, so you run to check him, basically. It is a man. Salt and pepper, hair, shoulder length. Not overly muscular, but physically fit, for sure.
I would like to do healing once I'm able to.
Partially tucked inside, so you can't see what it is yet. Okay. Say that again.
I would like to start healing, if
okay.
I can.
So Dothraki runs up to him, and he like points at him with his nose and growls at him. And Dothraki says,
am I close enough to detect him?
Yes. Not well. Yep. Yes, you just made it inside the tree line and you can detect people.
Okay.
So you have to stop and concentrate. He is not evil. He's not evil. He's not evil. And Dr. Rock is not evil.
He's not evil.
He's not evil.
You have,
you have detect crazy?
Yeah. He's a nut. He's nuts.
Well, all right. Raised by Bob.
What is what?
Four. Okay. So open ended.
So the wound is basically at the collarbone. The collarbone is fractured. It was delivered by a blunt object of some kind. But you certainly can do healing. So you already healing roll. Make an ample. Also bear in mind that you cannot unbreak his foot.
Okay.
Okay. And it, so you want to focus the healing toward the upper body, because if you heal his foot broken,
yeah,
it will never be right properly.
Right.
Lay on hands can do that. But.
Is he awake?
He is awake, yes. Right. And enjoying very much being healed. He sighs.
Two to
eight. An hour, maybe less. I've fled the mountains of layers.
Okay. So I'm up to a D10.
When I get close, I'm going to take up a stance at Lorelai's back and just stand around and make sure no one comes out.
You're going to see a single set of tracks staggering down, blood drips. The steps are marred in some places. A couple places they fell. Down.
36.
Okay. He looks remarkably better. You think actually some of the healing was probably wasted because you couldn't heal his foot.
Yeah.
When I get there, I'll ask him if we'll sit.
Are you sitting?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can so I put it?
Even before she's done healing.
Can I put it in position?
Yeah.
So she can heal it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
So she resets the foot properly. So I mean, you're only need like 4 points on the hands. Okay. All right. So he is now having a good day. He just turned that around. Okay. He stands up. He's 5'6", probably 35, 40 years old. And when he stands up, a holy symbol falls out. Then now it's plainly visible, and it is a holy symbol of Zeus.
Yuck.
He says, "How fortuitous that you've come upon me in my hour of need. What brings you to this forsaken place at this time?"
We're on a quest.
We need to steal from a dragon.
We're searching for a hidden path. And okay, so it has no silver. No, it's not.
The path is that way. That's easy enough found. Though I feel I owe you my life, I can't go with you. I can't go back there. Okay, so clarification. You're still by the rocks. The dragon is obviously in the clear. He doesn't look like he's going to be circling back. He engages with another dragon instead. Good. Okay. Are you staying there, meeting up with one of the two groups, or is your plan?
Stay here until we get back.
Okay. Then you're at the building, you're at the building, you're at the building, you're at the building.
So he said
you're
the path
not,
is...
Oh, you're not at the building, you're there.
Right. I'm going to be looking around the building, seeing if I can find that path.
Okay.
So he said the path is...
He pointed basically back up the way he came.
Which is the way we came?
No. So you came from the Parthenon up the hill toward him. He came down the mountain through the woods.
Okay.
So do you know a way into the dragon, the blue dragon's lair? That way?
Yes. Into the lair, the mountain lairs anyway.
Yes.
I'm an ambassador, and I was visiting there when the fighting broke out.
Can you take us there?
Oh, I mean, I could, but I don't think it's necessary, and I really don't want to.
Could you give accurate directions?
Very easy. Head up the mountain. There's a small brook. At the brook, there's only one place that you can easily cross. You take a left, and from there you'll catch a hunting trail or something. My track should still be there.
What did you
Thank you, good sir.
My companions and I were attacked by guards of... I don't know who they are for sure, but one of the dragons that's attempting a coup.
How far are we from the rest of the group?
100 yards.
No, no. Let's go back and everybody keep going.
And obviously she has her holy symbol fully. She doesn't play shy.
Right. Very well. There are others of you? That's what you were saying?
Yes.
If you gather together, I can at least bless you before you go.
Grab a hold.
Can't
hurt. Take his ass up. Put him on my shoulder and help get him to go with us.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. Are we moving? Getting back together?
Yes,
okay.
That's the goal.
So those who are at the building are informed that the trail has been located. From the back of the building, the high point, Tommy, from the back of the building, I mean, you look, I mean, you see up the mountain, you see easy ways you could go up, but nothing looks like a trail per se. Alright, and then, so you're back together, and he will cast a lasting bless spell on you. It takes like 2 seconds, 12 seconds, and everyone will be plus one to hit and saves for the next hour. Also, it's plus two for saves versus lightning.
The same by save
here?
It would
apply to that? Yes, it would apply to that as well. Okay. This is, beware. There's no telling amongst the lairs who's on what side. I can't sort it. So I would be careful. I would assume everyone is an enemy, and I wouldn't get stuck in any kind of a brawl because they'll come from every direction. I hope whatever you're going there, whatever you're intending to steal, is really valuable.
It's to attempt to save the planes from going kaput.
It's a one of a kind.
Alright.
Save the world type of situation?
Well, I wouldn't say one of a kind.
I will pray you say farewell.
Yeah, we're trying to get him out of the way.
He will actually head down the mountain away from you, and then you will, I assume, head up the trail.
Yep.
Okay. Leon will lead the way.
Yep.
With Leon's expert tracking ability and these matters and the just smattering of directions that you've gotten, it's easy enough to find the brook following his trail back up. Once you get away, the problem was at the Parthenon, there's obviously been some kind of major battle or scuffle that took place there. You know, people all over the place searching, who knows what they're doing, a lot of footsteps. And so there was no easy way to see where the trail could have led to or from, or if they don't have anybody who came from the mountain, they came from another area. But once you get up here, there's not much tracks. So once he has a row of tracks, it's easier to follow. He follows the guy back up. You can see that he was in misery coming down. There's blood. Lots of times he fell. Blood smeared on a tree. That's kind of bad. But anyway, so following the trail back up, you hit the brook, you go over the brook, you head up. Shortly, you're following a narrow trail in which you are single file. Rocks on one side, trees on the other, most of the time. Okay, so I need a single file marking order.
Leon's
in front. Ryan is in second.
I will put.
They're taking up the rear.
Hold on, Leon, Ryan.
Leon, Ryan, Adam.
Does it look like there's heavy as far forward as I can? Preferably in front of Adam. Does it look like there's like heavy flooded in Leon? Is there like heavy
flooded
in
Leon, Ryan?
Be able to get through?
Okay. He insists. He's you when you were younger.
Is there like heavy twice when Leon goes through?
I can go wherever. I just put Dothraki in front of me.
Yes. Yeah, right here, a horse would have it.
What about a horse? Like, wouldn't it? Like, would have the terrain?
Who was taking up the rear? Abdo?
We got to take up the rear.
I would think middle would probably be a best option for me.
Yeah,
in case I need to heal. I'm going to sandwich him in.
Do I have a chance to say something?
Sure.
Okay. I'll say, Master Theon, I hear that you're a bit of a rubbish fellow.
Oh, and you're
a weapon known. It's good to know. We might need to use your skills.
Okay. So we have a list?
Yeah.
All right. Heading up the pathway. yeah, it has not yet been 10 minutes. By the same token, they're pretty nice. Okay. You're winding up the rocks. Ron, you do see a couple of places where it looks like deer or something like that have gone onto this little pathway. But it's curious because while this pathway is relatively unbroken and the ground is rough and the spaces are narrow, they only come onto the path for a brief time and then leave again. And a couple of times they come on or leave, they come by a means that's not very convenient. They'll come through a pine tree to get out of the trail temporarily, go down, which in theory they could go for a mile and it would be pretty easily going, but they leave it pretty rapidly.
Okay.
So this is not a deer trail. So you're not sure who maintains it, but the trees are definitely places where there have been attempts to keep it clear. So you're not sure who maintains it, this is a maintained trail. So just a few minutes walking on that trail. And I assume you have an arrow now.
Yep.
Okay.
I will switch back from my plus two arrow back to my shredder.
Okay. Is there any other specialized missile fire? No. Okay. All right. So you come around a bend, which means behind you, no one can see. It's just you come around a bend. And as you come around a bend, about 40 feet away, you see a heavy set humanoid in scale armor. And he also has a bow and arrow notch. Okay. His bow seems shorter than yours, maybe short composite bow. And he's terrible for surprise.
So who's behind me in the line?
Three.
I'm second.
Plus two is five.
On the line.
So you are not surprised.
So
neither is
behind me in the line.
Right? So.
No, I was asking Jerry.
You see that he is an enemy immediately. Having been forewarned, since there ever was an enemy that way,
yeah, I'm sure.
You may roll to hit, and he will do the same.
Humanoid, right?
Yes. He's
not
got a
human, but...
Right. Yeah, he's got an odd-shaped, wider head, and his visor with the helm. And the armor is scale, but it's definitely like high scale. It's a thick, almost like dragon scale.
I'm assuming maybe hobgoblin. Range.
What?
Okay.
I did.
Is he shooting me back?
Yep. With armor.
You're hitting each other before combat. This is the before combat rounds.
-15.
Sure. Okay. I traded him with the armor for your for the hand
that's
hand. Okay. You get the plus to armor. You get the
well, it's shredder.
Okay.
It's normal damage.
Like, what's
the chain? It's light armature, not light.
Some kind of chain.
So it's 4 plus 2 is 6, times 2 is 12, plus 3 is 15.
Hey, Sherry. Who's behind me?
Oh, it's just the arrows go inside of time.
Yeah.
That's that one.
Okay.
6 plus 2.
You don't behind you.
And so this is what everyone sees. You see Leon's walking forward, he goes around the corner, and he just disappears around the corner. So who's signing him?
Ryan.
So you see him step around the corner, and then all of a sudden you hear two shots go off.
Just rush forward.
Okay.
Forward.
So the only way you can rush forward is either by going up the rock on his left or going through the trees on his right or through him, basically.
He's shooting more left or right. Well, which
It woke up.
Which direction did Leon shoot? Was it more to the left or right?
He turned around a corner to the left.
Okay.
And shot.
Okay.
And for that matter, so roll for surprise.
Okay.
In fact, why don't we just everybody roll for surprise? Because we know that something's happening.
Not surprised.
You roll
for
initiative.
I completely forgot. I'm rushing around the trees on the right.
All right. So then it'll be an initiative. Bear in mind that Ryan is the closest person to having an actual ability to get there. Everyone else has got to go through the trees on the right, which is pushing through branches, that kind of thing. Pine trees are right there. Or up the Rock Mountain, which is almost perfect. So missile fire first. Everybody roll initiative, and then we do missile fire first.
I'm going to
see the opposition.
What's the mission?
Correct. Only person that actually see the opposition is
Station.
Yes.
What's your dexterity? 16?
Missile fire 9. 8.
I'm in 5.
7.
I don't see anyone.
Any other missile fire other than Ross?
I don't see anyone with the throwing range.
Nah, I don't have my
you can't see anyone when it starts.
Okay, then not apart.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm
Bolo. What did you say it was?
Where are you at? You're in the back.
Okay, so,
that's why that's the first time the back said it's
you, you now realize as he fires that there is a second bowman behind him. You can just see him kind of like in the edge of the tree.
I'm gonna kill something.
And then he fires one shot and he will hit for 12 points. Then your shot.
Just for reference, I'm 0.
No, it's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much? 12 points.
Yep. And then it's your shot. How many shots did you get total?
Yeah, really good.
Okay, so. Yeah, so this will be your first shot.
Can I take two on the front guy?
You can set up. As long as they're, your guys are the only one shooting, I'll just let you call them each time he shoots.
105 minus 12 is 87.
Yeah. Correct. Wait, 105. No, 93. 105. No, 83. 105. So 2 would be 103. 10 more, 93. That's what I said in the first place, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I got that other number, I have no idea. Should go with my first number.
Actually, that's not true. I'm wearing the crown. I get an extra. Is it 3 plus my comp bonus? So, or ranger?
Sounds right, yeah.
So my points are actually 7 more, so I have 126.
For the double iron?
Yeah. I've taken 19 plus 7 for 26 points damage.
Okay.
So
there you go. That worked out easy. And you're taking your first shot.
Alright, first shot. Guy number 1, whatever. Guy already hit. -9.
Definitely. Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view. Okay, he's still there.
Shoot him again.
Okay. They are taking their second shot. Missed. Okay, yep.
Minimum damage again.
That's the front guy. So that's 18, the 9 and 9, and the first time was 16, right?
Yeah.
Okay, still there. Last shot. And that's a hit. And that is 10.
How much did I take the middle one?
Should be able to see down the trail past the barrier.
Okay.
that goes up and then it kind of curves that way. So you get up to that ridge, you should be able to see what's at.
Hey, you want me to roll a mile?
Yep.
29.
100.
Okay.
What's your roll?
All right, so you're fine. Finds out the rock. That was 9. 8.
Very, very
7.
Ryan?
7. Just looking around at this point, going, what's going on?
Ryan's going to whip around the right, like go right around the island and then rush the guy.
Yeah, so you're going to go through the trees?
Yeah.
Okay, deck check and minus 4.
That's
one. So basically, you're going through the trees.
You're plus one to hit.
Oh, I'm making it. No, that's what that's saying. Oh, that's that?
Yeah, no, that's
that.
Saves me to hit it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you go through the trees. The problem is that the tree branches get snagged up on your equipment. So basically, it's going to take you to the end of the round to get into position.
Oh wait, I have a cat on me right today.
Okay, so you'll get through. It doesn't hurt you or anything, but it's taking you longer than you'd like because the branches are grabbing onto your stuff, basically. Okay, and then you're holding your spot. What spot?
I'm in the last.
Okay, so you got the back.
I got the back.
Good idea to keep your eyes open. You put in your arm on this, right?
Yes.
Immediately 6. Okay. You're third. Ryan is leaving, going through the trees to the right. You don't have an easy way to get up there unless you go off the rocks like he's doing or follow Ryan through the trees.
I'm gonna go through the trees and just
hack. Check it on
sport. What did they throw?
Yeah, that anything until you get there. Roll a d20. Equal to or less than dex, so your dex is at my sport.
How long will it take to get to the guy?
14.
Didn't make it.
So you have the same problem. You'll make it through, but you won't be through into the other round because you get caught in the branches.
Oh, if I
just
shoot this, it lasts all day, right?
Yes. Okay. All right. So the two of them are coming to the trees to help. Okay. That was in, we got in 6. Any other 6s? 5s.
In other words,
Five. I'm moving up kind of next to Dog Racky because I put him in front of me.
Okay.
I'm putting like a hand on him as I come by.
I believe.
Okay.
And telling him to stay with me.
Yeah, he hasn't started moving fast yet, but you gotta be able to, you'd probably rush in. He seems to be able to rush in where Angel Spirit kind of dog. So, that
is since most of the meat is up there, if something comes back here,
you're trying to hold it back. Basically.
Yeah, okay. I want him to stay with me in case something bad happens.
Five.
Was there a
horse?
Right, he's from the shop.
You can step
into the trees to your right. If you go over and he's out, he got your chance to leave this back.
But he has a gun.
Yeah. So on boars. Growl is in 4 and he will charge. Okay, so he charges and will arrive in 3 and be able to attack the standing bowman.
The bench is the
bench. 4. Okay, so Doth Rocky's in 4, roll percentile dice.
I'm ready to your roll. That's your roll.
Of course. 85.
You only did slightly better than me. Okay.
So he doesn't bolt, but he like shrugs off your hand and steps a few feet forward, so he's trying to see.
Did you roll for
it?
I
didn't make up. I did.
This is more headache than it was work.
Have good control.
He's pretty tough.
Yeah, but I'm responsible for him, so if he goes and gets.
All right. Anyway, that was 4 3s.
Okay. Yeah, basically, you can pack this
like
that.
One still
stands. Where is the horse? It's a Obama meal. So ahead of you, what you see is Leon had gone around the corner. Now Ryan and Adam are going through the trees trying to get in front of Leon. Raul took off from Leon and has charged up out of sight. And Theon has gone up the wall on the left to try to get him in. And Theon has exchanged at least 4 shots already in the last, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah. Leon.
Just a visual.
Leon. So can I get up next to Leon so I can see?
Yeah. So you can go up behind him now because everybody got out of your way, right?
Yeah.
What rank are you?
Never me.
That's your...
I was starting.
Yeah, I'm almost ready. I think
somehow you got like
subliminal
message.
Jazz is the only one still in front of you. As long as she was you could pass her and go up there.
Well, pass her was Dad's idea.
Alright, so Thea moves up behind Leon to see what's going on.
Leon, sorry.
That leaves Jasmine, Abdo, Lorelei, and Andura to hold her.
His name
Dunbar.
Yeah.
For the moment.
I think
he's editing.
Remember, Fletcher's like the
one. All
right. That was the threes. Also, Basil was the 3, right?
Yep.
He's not.
Are there shadows up on the ridge
like
that
I can get into?
Yes.
Theon up
there. It might be a little higher. Theon's shadow is there for sure.
Would Theon have a shadow?
On the side of his mountain.
Not much of a shadow.
Okay, I'll just whatever.
There's a lot much light.
Just any shadow I can see up on the ridge, I'll teleport.
Okay. All right. So Bajor disappears and appears above you, up into the left slightly. From there, looking down, you see the remainder of the party. Theon just down and to your left, looking over the ridge. You see. One dead bowman, a second one, and they seem to be like in some kind of dragon's armor or something. A second one who is has partial cover from a tree that is next to him. And then behind him, the trail winds, and you can only see part of the trail. But about 50 feet out behind him, you can see another one dressed like him that has a spear, and he's running the opposite direction.
Okay, I'm going to cast...
And that was casting how much?
3 seconds.
Alright, so it off and around.
Healer.
He may run out of spells, but in the meantime, you don't play. So. Alright. I should say formulas.
Okay. He's got the
option. Twos.
End of the round.
Ones.
I still have.
Oh,
end of the round.
Back to
I'm going to move up to the edge of the wall, so I'm not running the corner yet.
Okay, so you're kind of like my Taya peeking, basically. Okay. You can't really get around the corner if you're in front of you.
Right,
but you can get up there and see, probably.
If I can see and have a shot at him, I'm going to be
in the edge. Yeah, so a missile fire shot.
You go behind him. Oh, that's what I
said.
That is missile fire. So, yes, you can do that.
Yes.
All right.
Went on like this.
So, yeah, the end of the round, the Phantasm Killer will go off, and you can
rank
so low you're hit.
You're winking right between your eyes.
Yeah. Four.
That's not rank.
That doesn't sound very good, but what does it hit? Three plus ones.
Four.
You know, there's not
AC 5.
She really had somebody else.
No, AC 3.
AC 3.
Okay. He is AC 3, so that'll hit exactly. It's almost over now. But... now that it's counted. Okay. Damage.
10. No, 13.
Okay. Together with he's already been shot. He stumbles backwards and crazy thing. He went down. And then the scimitar switches back, right? So you see basically right past your head, the scimitar comes through. You've seen it before.
You square bottles.
When the
your scimitar does not look like bottle scimitar.
No.
When the scimitar comes back, she may or may not even say to my brother, I'll bring my
daughter. She said that. We don't want to take that away from her. Okay. So the scimitar arcs in, hit him, he falls back into the trees. Phantasmal Killer goes off. You need to roll wisdom check, minus 2 on your wisdom to actually be able to see him because he is flitting in through the trees.
Okay. Ooh, it didn't make it minus 2. I wouldn't make it all.
You rolled it at all? Okay. Yeah. So the Phantasmal Killer. Basically, you felt it release, you think it went after him, but you're not positive that it parted him because Like that, is it that it left your choice to see for
Okay. You're pretty sure that if it did target him within a couple minutes, you'll probably hear something.
Like a little yeah. It scares him to death, literally.
All right. Theon reaches height. You can clearly see. You realize that the bowmen are destroyed. And then you don't know about the phantasma killer, so you know he casts a spell.
Okay. Theon will traverse down the other side backwards about him.
Okay, but you could probably slide down. You don't have to climb.
Do I see the spearmen guy too, or did I see him?
No.
Okay.
No, they just made so long because they were up high, and there's a break in the trees.
And the two archers are down?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, one went back. You're not sure if he's unconscious, but you flew back to the tree once you did.
I'll make my way towards him.
Okay, so Ryan runs that way. Is Adam going with him?
Yes.
Okay, so two of you are, we'll go out of mission at this point just to facilitate it. Okay.
I'm
fire a total of 5, right?
Yes. One shredder arrow is probably good. That's what they're
designing. Did it hit?
Yeah.
Just the head though, usually.
So I'm only 4 arrows. You can do what you want.
Okay. So the shredder arrow is located, but the head is close. You could put a different head on it at some point. And then you found 3 other arrows that are bound and sleeping. So one arrow did not get found.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
Ryan arrives at the guy, so he is not unconscious. And when you get there, you see he's like 2/3 of the way back in the tree. And as you arrive at that point, he steps out with an axe and. It's you and possibly Adam to do anything about it.
I'll octopus glove it with my left hand and I have a sword.
Okay.
Let's give it a shot. I'll send 2 at him to entangle
him. Okay. So you see he motions with his hand and 2 of his fingers extend out and look like big long tentacles and try to grab the axe.
Gotta check them out.
You're a creepy anime villain.
It really is. We can hold those big two.
Sorry,
but
the dragon was so bad.
Yes. So, we're going to do this because this keeps this long hold it.
Oh, what is it?
You can hold the 2 grabs or 2 hits.
They get their strength on this little suit? Because they're raising 50.
They're not going to be able to stay it. That's just a turn. Okay.
Long way around. It's like AC negative, like 3 for the first one. Okay.
He gets right as they were coming in, and one of the fingers goes 3 more things.
Okay. Do they heal or anything?
Thank you.
Can mending fix it?
Maybe, or like a master craftsman, like what is it?
Okay. I'm not a master craftsman, I'm a craftsman.
But not necessarily a magical glove.
Sure.
Okay. He is tangled.
Okay.
And also, he's already tied up, but if he weren't tied up, you would have caught him with the tilt badge and delayed his action. But he's already wrapped up in a finger of his glove. So you pull the coat badge back. So he's about 6-8 feet back, and he has a sword in his hand. It looks like he's in there. But you see that he has the guy tangled up. It means if you wanted to, you could kill him. Alright, roll 10 knowledge, roll low numbers.
Goofy Gracie.
Yeah.
You're creepy.
He really is.
So he's tied up in front of you. You've got the gloves tied up, and Adam steps in and hits him in the chest, head.
Okay, I'll release him.
All right.
What happened to the guy?
You killed him.
The pinnacle.
Who did you rob?
Take that charge.
Okay. About that point in time.
Daddy went up.
Okay, somewhere off in the woods you hear the speech to Wilhelm scream.
Yes.
Okay. And then things called out. Okay, are we going back to marching order?
Yeah. I'll link back down to the path.
We paused long enough for Lorelai to
yep.
give you natural healing.
Yeah.
Help!
That hurt.
I got kicked.
Is the path widened again here or no?
No, it's the same single file. Ugly.
25. Woo! Thank you, Laura. So good to have you.
It's the only reason you guys like me.
I don't know you.
I can do the handle thing without it affecting my soul.
Leon's been trying to be your boyfriend for a long time.
And she has rebuffed all of the advances.
Why sell her right here?
Much to her name.
She's got
I don't know if it would be her detriment. Janice would walk by and then.
But Leon is all that is man.
You guys keep down on a regular basis.
Are you bonging?
Okay.
Maybe.
Back to the same marching order?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Dragons continue to circle and fight overhead. At any given time, it's not as... It's varying completely as far as, like, you see dragons, they're breathing on each other and everything like that, and then later you don't see anything. Because it's about over a 50-mile square area.
Are a bunch of them in blue color?
Yes. Probably... Maybe a third.
Anything interesting on their persons, or at least on the Adelaide murder prize?
On the guys that died?
Yeah.
So they have composite torpedoes, quivers of arrows, with about a dozen arrows each. Hand axes. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Anything with anything writing on it?
No.
Do
we know the name of the black bolt?
Pouches.
I want to search the pouches. I want to see if I
can get stuff. You can just snatch them up. You don't want to take the time to search them down.
My pouches. How much pouches do I have to pick up?
There are two there.
Okay, so two pouches.
I assume Theon will check on, be the first one there to check on the guy that died from the phantasmal killer since you were going down that side of the mountain.
Yeah, I'll take mine.
So you can take his part. So we've got, Leon took, one thief took one, the other thief took two.
Does anything strike me as, like, particularly fine?
Meanwhile, we're
welcome to Origins.
No, they just weren't broke, that's all. Okay. All right, so, back single file, Leon, you're working your way up the path very shortly, meaning quarter of a mile or so. The path is entering the mountainside. Okay. Right before the path enters the mountainside, there is a kind of a clearing, and it's basically little bits of rock, and it looks like it's kind of slid down away, and there's nowhere for much in the way of trees to gain purchase. And so it's open for about 50 foot from that opening. But you're going to theoretically stay along the rock wall and go up to it. However, at that point, before you actually leave between the tree and the mountain, so you'll be kind of in the open a little bit, you notice that up the mountain and on the other side, so from where you're looking at, you're coming in at like the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, the cave into the 6 o'clock, up where like the 2 o'clock would be, there is another open cave mouth, and you see a greenish color, probably young adult dragon enter the cave mouth. If you see him come down, he pulls his wing in the last second to enter. You know this is the mountain of the layers of the layer of dragons, and there are dragons inside.
Other than the fact that you're open to the sky, there doesn't appear to be any imminent danger to stop you from going into it. Are you proceeding?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone follow.
We'll pause long enough just to say, for those of you I haven't run with, you see a dragon, hit him hard, hit him fast. The more damage they take, the less combat they can do.
Okay.
Well, that's
I can do that.
Good, let's move.
Invisibility?
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.